Älskar du den här podden? Stötta den genom IKAs nya supporterfunktion. Det är helt upp till dig hur mycket du vill bidra med och det finns ingen bindningstid. Klicka på länken i poddbeskrivningen för att visa din uppskattning och stötta podden.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hej och välkomna tillbaka till Crimepodden. Innan avsnittet börjar vill jag bara meddela att innehållet i följande avsnitt är baserat på information från nätet och vissa detaljer kan vara annorlunda och obekräftade. Jag vill även passa på att varna känsliga lyssnare för våldsamt och grafiskt innehåll. Välkommen till Crimepodden med mig, Jane Doe. Hej allihopa! Hoppas att ni alla mår bra där ute och är taggad på ännu ett avsnitt. I sin vanliga ordning blir detta, som ni ser på titeln, ett nytt 911-samtal och nu är det del 4. Det går så fort och alltså, det känns som att jag bara släppt 2 avsnitt. Det går väldigt fort, men det är roligt. Men nu till dagens avsnitt. I detta avsnitt är temat modiga och smarta inringare. Någon som agerat snabbt och smart i stressade situationer när andra kanske bara hade velat ge upp. Så låt oss börja. Detta är 911-samtal, del 4.
Help me, I'm Amanda Berry.
He's got a taser. Please hurry.
I've been kidnapped and I've been missing for 10 years and I'm here, I'm free now.
Oh God, he's gonna jump in front of a car. No, Brian, stop!
Wait, hurry up! He's killing my girlfriend! He ripped her face off!
Stop, stop, stop!
She's dead!
No, Brian, you're gonna get hurt, please!
Oh, shit, I woke him up.
And I'm so scared!
I augusti år 2012 kör Iowa-born Laurie Ulvesta hem från ett besök hos en väninna. Laurie befinner sig mitt på motorvägen när hennes bil av någon okänd anledning börjar öka farten och Laurie tappar kontroll över sin bil. Vi ska nu få höra det nervkittlande samtalet.
911, what's your emergency?
I'm on 35 northbound. I'm at mile marker 85. And my car is just picking up speed. I hit a deer on Friday night. And I didn't think there was very much damage. And the car was kind of slowing down, shaking a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And now I called my husband to see what to do. And all of a sudden it's just kind of picking up speed. I'm picking up speed. And I'm going like 80, almost 90 miles an hour headed to Bethany, and I'm scared to death.
Okay. Are you able to hit your brakes at all?
I've tried everything.
Okay, have you put...
My husband is breaking.
Okay, have you put your car in neutral?
I can't get it to move. I can't get the car to shut off.
Okay, you're at the I-35 headed north towards Bethany by the 86 mile. What's your name?
It's Lori.
Lori what?
Almost dead.
Huh?
It's U-L-V-E-S-T-A-G. And I just told my dad I have a full tank of gas.
Okay, Lori, what's your phone number in case I lose you?
It's...
And you're not able to stop the vehicle at all, are you?
No, I can't.
Okay, I want you to stay on the line with me.
And I'm so scared.
Betty Joseph from Harrison County. Calm down, Lori. I-35 north by the 86 mile marker, a car unable to stop. Individual has put the car in, is unable to shift the gears. The car is going over 80 miles an hour. Friday, she hit a deer, and now the car won't stop, and she's in motion. Okay, calm down, Lori. You have your seatbelt on?
I do.
Okay.
I'm coming up on a bunch of cars.
Okay.
Oh, God, I'm so scared.
Okay, calm down. There's a 20-year-old officer.
St. Joseph, she's coming up into traffic.
Can you see what mile marker you're by?
I'm at mile marker 90.
St. Joseph, she's at mile marker 90 right now. She's tried to put it in neutral. It won't shift gears.
Lori, can you turn off the ignition?
I want a push start button. I don't have a key.
Basically, she has a push button ignition. She doesn't have a key.
Can you try and push the button?
I pushed it and held it down, and it's not going to
Lori, can you very slowly put your emergency brake on?
I'm going 98 miles an hour now.
Okay, hold on.
First of all, call advice is going 98 miles an hour now.
Hold on.
Is she in a SUV?
What are you driving?
An SUV. I just crossed them.
She's in an SUV. Can you get this
out? Oh, God.
Okay, Lori, calm down. Okay, Lori, hold on. Okay.
I'm on the phone with her. She can't stop the vehicle at all. Okay. I'm on the phone with the car. She can't stop the vehicle at all. That's what he's...
What color is your vehicle?
Lori, what color is your vehicle?
I just passed
them. Black. Okay. What make is your car, Lori?
It's a 2000. I don't know.
No,
I can't
see
the
car. Okay, it's okay,
Lori.
Calm down.
It's a Sorento.
Oh, God, I have 2 semis. She's got 2 semis. Okay, calm down. She's coming up on 2 semis. Start honking your horn and flashing your lights. Drop it. No. Lori, are you able to very slowly hit your emergency brake?
Don't do that.
No, Lori, don't do that. Okay, calm down. No, Lori, calm down. Can you slowly put the car down in a different gear, like in one or...
It won't move. And she just started up the car.
Did the brakes
went out of it? Oh, no, she can't use the brakes at all. It won't work.
Have her push on the brakes.
Okay, Lori, push on your brake and see if you're able to change gears.
It's not.
Okay, Lori, just...
And there's more cars.
Okay, I want you to push on your brakes to see if you can change gears. Hit your brakes.
Okay.
And now try and change your gears. Down to neutral. What? It's not working?
No.
Okay.
I need one of those. It's not for me.
What?
I want one of those.
Oh,
God, please. Oh, my God. I'm
the dog.
All right, I know you're scared. Just calm down. What mile marker are you at now?
I don't even know. 96.
96. North. She passed the troop of the officers.
You're around that area? We're supposed to be
there. Yes, yeah, trying to get to the place. It was your location.
The one that went behind the vehicle that was in front of 96 up to the car.
96 up to the door in front and back of the car. Okay, Maura, you see them? They're in front and one's in back of you?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, just stay with them. Don't try and pass them.
Okay.
Okay? I know you're scared. But you're doing a good job, Lori. Okay.
Carson,
kind of go ahead.
Yeah, what
do you have? She has a full tank. There's going to be another officer coming up in a private vehicle.
Oh, my God, I'm going 108 miles an hour.
He's going 108 miles an hour.
108?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay, calm. Calm down, Lori. Okay, calm down. Lori, what's your home number?
I just have my cell and my husband has his.
Okay, what's your husband's cell phone number?
515.
Huh?
I'm with
a
cruise friend.
What?
I'm
with
a cruise friend.
Okay, that's...
I wasn't able to tell you.
Hold on. Is it a trooper in front of you?
Yeah.
Harrison County, 468 or 513?
Yeah.
Which one's in front?
513 is in front.
513, she's worried she's going to hit you. Another word. Okay, Lori, can you give me your husband's number?
515.
Uh-huh.
And he's at a car thing in Brainerd.
Okay. All right. You're doing... Subject is advised that she's afraid she's going to put the trooper in front of her.
Well, my car...
Okay, they're going to try and clear... Okay, Lori, they're gonna clear the roadway, okay?
Okay.
So you're gonna be fine. Just stay with me.
I'm scared.
I know. Do you want me to update your husband?
I'm going to go to the dad.
Okay.
He does auto body and he knows everything about
cars.
Lori, have you tried to slowly put your emergency brake on?
Yes, I have. I have it all the way on.
Perfect. She has the emergency brake all the way around. Hey, is this Lori's husband? Okay, this is the 911 operator. Are you going to do an upgrade? We have a trooper in front of her, one behind her, and one heading up clearing traffic.
Okay, I see you guys. I'm going to cross over.
She's dead. She's doing over 100 right now. They're trying to clear the roadway, sir. Okay, I will keep you in front. Thank you, guys. Lori, okay, I gave your husband an update.
Oh, my God.
Calm down. Lori.
Yeah.
Okay, Lori. You're doing a really, really good job, okay? What?
I'm next to the car.
It's okay. They're going to clear the roadway.
I'm
Yeah, Bill.
I know. You know, people are, you know, they don't think like that.
Oh, God, this is awful.
It's okay. You're doing fine.
Is my husband okay?
Yes, your husband's fine.
Oh, God.
Okay, just calm down. You're doing good. You're doing really, really good.
Oh, thank you for calling me.
7-7-7, go ahead.
7-5, the gate of family, we're going past the 106 mile marker. 7-7.
7-4.
What's the mile marker with that?
Go ahead.
Are you still on the phone with the reporting question?
Yes, I am.
We require that the Felix is the Felix is the push button.
Go ahead, give us the push button.
Should be key fob or a key in the center console that you keep from there.
Is there a key in the center console?
Push button start. Put that fob out.
Lori?
Yeah?
Is there a key in the center console?
It's in my purse.
Are you able to get that?
Huh?
Are you able to get to that?
I don't know if I can or not.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, we're going to get the same car.
Yeah, I just started there for that. We have a woman driving.
I've been trying to pay
all the answers. Okay, for the battle control, she's going to
have a location on the vehicle.
Hold on. 774-50-106. 106 mile marker. She's. Ma'am?
Yeah?
Can you see what mile marker you're at?
109. Yeah.
774-109 mile marker, heading north. Okay, we have a car that's unable to stop, going over 100 miles an hour, and it's heading into your county. It's on Schoolmaster 35. They just passed the 109 heading north. Lori, are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. What? The troopers in the ditch?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Lori, I need you to calm down. You're doing fine. Are you able to engage the cruise control? The cat's on me. Can you? Thank you so much.
She'll be able to safely under the 55. She needs to try to do so. If not, she will have to try to do so.
Lori, can you get your key, Bob?
My phone is in the back seat.
Okay. Get your right there. So both of the key fob is in the back seat of the vehicle.
I'm trying to get it.
So she's trying to reach it.
She cannot safely do so. It sounds like she almost hit our officer. Negative. Do not try to get into the back seat.
Okay, ma'am. Lori, do not try to get your key fob.
I can't reach it.
Okay, that's fine. Don't reach it. Just keep both hands on the wheel. Okay, what's your speed right now?
Seven,
go ahead. Calm down, Lori. You're doing good.
It's not a password. All right. Calm down, Lori. Yes. Hello? Okay, hold on. Lori, your husband wants me to tell you if you hold down the start button without touching the brake, that may shut your vehicle down. Okay, try that. Is it shutting it down?
I'm holding it.
Okay, just keep holding it. Is the engine still running?
Yeah.
The engine's still running. Have you tried the cruise control?
Yes.
Yes, you have. No. So, Joseph, who has a full tank of fuel? Okay. I have no idea. The key bag is in her purse in the back seat, and she can't reach it. And Are you with me, Lori?
Yeah.
Okay, calm down. Stop crying, honey. You're gonna be fine. Okay. Saint Joseph, go ahead.
Do
you have OnStar? Lori, do you have OnStar?
No.
Negative on OnStar. Okay. So I'm going to have to keep you informed. I'll call you back. Okay. No. Lori, do you know what mile mark you're at now? Lori?
I don't see one right now. Hold on.
Okay, are you still in Missouri or are you in Iowa yet?
You know
what?
I don't even know.
Okay.
Hold on.
You're in Iowa.
I'm in Iowa.
Okay.
This is way on 13 miles.
Okay.
777,
go ahead. Oh, Lori. Lori, are you still trying to hold down your start button? Lori?
I en intervju berättade Lori om det spända läget. Hon hade försökt bromsa hårt flera gånger, lägga bilen i neutralt läge, men ingenting fungerade. Bilen färdades i ungefär 185 km i timmen och Lori fick se till att hålla sig vid sidan av motorvägen för att inte krocka med andra bilförare. Samtidigt skulle då Lori försöka få tag i sin telefon och ringa larmcentralen och någonstans efter cirka 35 minuter lyckades Lori på något vis få kontroll över bilen genom att släppa gaspedalen och tvärbromsa. Lori var fullt inställd på att hon skulle dö den dagen, men lyckligtvis löste det sig för henne. Efter incidenten var hon i kontakt med bilmärket Irvine för att undersöka felet. Varken Lori eller bilen fick några skador.
My daddy and he's bleeding from the head.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Nästa samtal äger rum i september 2013 i Sydney. Den då 11-årige Lily Talbot ringer till larmcentralen efter att hennes mammas häst sparkat pappa Ian Talbot medvetslös och han blöder nu från huvudet. Samtidigt runt omkring pågår också en skogsbrand.
Ambulance emergency, what town or suburb?
My daddy just fell over and he's bleeding.
What suburb are you in?
I'm in Carrigeon.
Okay, so an old man's fallen over?
He's fallen and he's unconscious and he's bleeding from the head. And from
okay,
the
how old are you?
I'm 11.
Okay, is there any adults there with you?
No, Molly's trying to get Molly from the fire, my sister.
Oh, okay, and you're home by yourself?
With my daddy, yeah,
all
he
right.
Just fell over.
Wait, who fell over, your dad?
My daddy, and he's bleeding from the head.
How old's your dad?
He's 50.
Okay, all right. Is he awake now?
No, Daddy. Yeah, he's just woke up.
Is he talking to you, honey?
No. Daddy.
Okay, listen, is he breathing?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. How far did he fall?
He fell from the ground onto concrete.
Okay. Do you know why he fell? Do you know what caused?
Yes, the horse pulled back and...
The what, darling?
My mum's horse pulled back and he catapulted and...
Okay, did the horse hit him?
Yeah, and he fell over and I think he cracked his head.
Okay, so what part of the horse hit him?
I think the front of him.
In the front? Okay, where's your horse now?
He's tied up still.
Good girl, alright. Now, is there any serious bleeding?
Yes.
Yep,
his
okay.
Head and his...
Alright, is he completely alert now?
He's awake,
is
yes.
He talking to you like I'm talking to you?
Dad, are you talking? Can you talk?
Not talk? Really?
Kind of.
Sounds a little bit funny, doesn't
yeah,
it? Okay, listen. Now, the ambulance is being organised, okay?
Yes.
Now, is there a lot of bleeding from his head?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Alright, what's your name?
He's trying to get up.
Tell him to stay still.
Dad, stay still.
You tell him the ambulance said stay
the
still.
The ambulance is coming.
Okay, what's your name, darling?
Lily.
Lily?
Yes.
Alright, now, where? Is it a big property?
Yes. 10 acres.
All right. Now, what I want you to do is turn the lights on in the house. Can you do that for me?
In the stables.
Oh, okay.
He's on concrete.
All right. Now, I'm going to stay on the phone with you. Okay.
Yes.
The ambulance
Dad,
is on its way.
Still.
Tell Daddy to stay nice and still.
Stay still.
Now,
stay
have you got a cloth near you?
I've got towels.
Good girl. Just put that on his head and
yes,
apply
okay.
Fern pressure. Okay?
Put under your head. Yep.
You're doing a fantastic job. Just stay on the phone.
Yep, sure. Stay still.
You tell Daddy to stay nice and still. Don't let him eat or drink anything. No? Okay, Lily, we're coming. My name's Wendy. Hi, honey. I'm going to stay on the phone with you.
Okay.
All right, now where's Mum gone?
She's over at Windsor trying to get Molly.
How old's Molly?
She's only 8, she's 13.
Okay.
Do you want me to open the gate so the ambulance can come in?
Sure.
Hello?
Yeah, hi Lily.
Hi.
You've done that?
Yeah, I've got my neighbour too.
Oh, good girl.
She's starting to talk clearly now.
Oh, good, but tell him not to move.
Alright.
Okay, now have you got firm pressure on the bleeding? Because we need to control the bleeding from his head, honey.
Thank you. Starting to stop bleeding.
Oh, good. So was he putting your horse away? Lily?
Yes?
Was he putting your horse away, was he?
No, but just try to pull back again.
Is something frightening him?
Yeah.
What's your horse's name?
Arnie.
Okay, is he talking now, honey?
Yeah, he's talking a bit.
Does he know what happened?
He fell back and he's bleeding from his ear.
Is he bleeding from inside the ear?
Yes.
Yeah? Tell him to stay still.
Yep. Dad, stay still.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah.
I bet it scared you.
Started to scream and cry.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to ring my mum, but I thought this would be better.
You've done a terrific job, Lily. It's the first thing you do, you ring 000,
yeah,
so we can get help coming to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Is he only bleeding from the one side of the ear or both?
I think so. That's what he fell onto, and he started to grip his arm. But I think he's been losing it. But
you're doing a terrific job for your dad. You just keep reassuring him that we're coming, okay?
Yeah.
And to kind of stay really still. Nice and still.
Okay.
Good girl. Can you get your neighbour,
Mummy,
to put the car next to the gate that's open with the hazard lights on? That makes it easier to find you. Can you ask him to do that for me?
Sure.
Thanks, darling. Great. Good girl, Lily.
Yeah, he's just going to... Yeah, he's back on to do it. Now.
Good, good, good job. You're doing a terrific job for Dad. You just keep reassuring him we're coming.
The ambulance is coming to help you, Dad.
Good girl. You tell him to stay nice and still.
Yes.
Wendy said, can he stay nice and still?
Dad, stay really still. The ambulance is coming to help
you. Yep, we're coming, darling.
Daddy, the ambulance is coming to assist you. Stay really still, please. Yep, okay. Thank you for helping me.
You're all right, darling. I'm just glad you're being such a brave girl. It's my pleasure to help you. I'm not going to go anywhere until the ambulance actually gets there.
Okay.
You've done such a terrific job for your dad. Well done.
Funny
well
thing
done.
It's his birthday today.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. And Mum's gone to get your sister near the fires, and Dad's been knocked over by a horse, and you're being just the brave grown-up girl of the family. Aren't you? That's okay. Do you go to school?
Yes.
Okay. Do you like it?
Yes.
That's good. All right. How's Dad? Is he still talking?
Okay, check.
If he can't talk, don't make him. You just let me know what's happening, what you can see.
He can speak.
Good.
What he can see?
Now, you tell me what's happening there, because I can't see it, but you can. All right. Is he still bleeding from the ear?
I think it might have stopped.
Good.
Bleeding.
Good.
Is it bleeding from the ear?
Is it cold there?
Kind of.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to get a blanket to put on Dad? Keep him warm?
I think I have a big ass rug, so.
Have you got a horse rug you can put on him? All right, darling. Just something to keep him nice and warm, because it'd be cold in the stable, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you had any emergency calls today?
Oh, lots, and you're one of them. You're doing a really good job, Lily. You keep talking to Daddy.
Yep.
Good girl. Just make sure he stays still.
Yeah.
We don't know any other injuries he's got, so the ambulance officers are going to check him from head to toe.
Okay.
And make sure that everything's okay.
Thank you.
All right. What school do you go to, Lily?
Pomeroy.
Okay. And what year are you in?
Six.
Year six? So you go to high school next year?
Yeah.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah. I'll be a bit sad to leave County.
Lily, when you look outside, can you see if there's any smoke haze around, you know, from all the fires in Windsor? Does it look really hazy outside?
No, not really, because trees are covering most of it. And a bit of a bushy area.
This will be something to tell the guys at school, won't it? Yeah. And Mum, she'll be proud of you. And your big sister.
I hate to say.
Hey? Yeah, of course they will, darling. You've been very proud. You've been brave.
There's a white Ford U.
Yeah, I've told them that the car's in the driveway with the hazard lights on, sweetie.
Thank you.
Good girl.
They're coming down the drive now.
Okay. You tell me when they pull up, and then you tell me when they're with Dad.
Okay.
You stay there with Daddy. They'll come up to you.
They're coming down.
They're coming?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm going to let you go and you talk to the ambulance officers.
Right.
And I just want to tell you what a wonderful job you've done for Dad, okay? And thank you for your help.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to let you go now, darling. You take care, okay? All right, that's all right. My pleasure. Bye, darling.
Lily hade lämnats hemma med pappa Ian när hennes mamma var på väg till skolan för att hämta Lillys syster. Larmoperatören instruerade Lily hur hon skulle hjälpa Ian och tillkalla uppmärksamhet. Lily hade bett en granne att parkera sin bil strax vid porten och låta den blinka med varningsljusen för att räddningstjänsten skulle hitta Lillys hus. Ian Talbot återhämtade sig från incidenten, men han kommer inte ihåg någonting alls. Lily fick en utmärkelse kallad Star Award av räddningstjänsten och sin skola för hennes modiga och smarta insats. Det sista samtalet vi kommer få höra gör mig väldigt upprörd och förbannad. Samtalet sker den 28 augusti 2021 i Chicago när Nikita Brown är ute med sin hund i Lincoln Park, som då var en stängd park. Allt verkar först väldigt lugnt, men sedan händer något. En polisman går upp till Nikita och börjar våldföra sig på henne. Nikita ringer då larmcentralen.
Chicago Emergency Crew. Hi. Good evening. I need to report an incident, and I request a sergeant, please.
All right. What is the address of the event?
The address is...
Okay. All right.
And again, I need to see a sergeant, please.
Okay. And you said...
Yes.
Okay. And what is your first name, your last name?
First name.
And what is your phone number?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the emergency?
I need to report an incident with the cop.
Okay, and what type of incident is it?
Can you please send a sergeant, please?
Okay, so in order for me to send a sergeant, they need to know the nature of the call.
I was harassed by Chicago PD, okay? Without warrant. I was profiled. I was threatened.
Okay, and did they start with any weapons?
He did not draw a weapon.
Okay. And did they physically hit you?
He tried to drop me on several occasions. I asked for my face. Okay, and he did not have on a mask.
Okay, he wore no mask, and he attempted to drop you or bring you to your knees?
Correct.
Okay. And did you happen to see the badge number?
I did not.
Or the vehicle number at all?
He said his name is Officer Dicker.
Okay. Officer Dicker? Okay. And do you have a description of him? Was he black, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
White, bald male.
Right. Bald. Have you said skinny, medium built?
Medium.
Medium built?
Medium towards heavy.
Okay. And he was in a uniform, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Were there any other officers with him?
No.
He was alone. Okay.
7423 was the car number.
7423. And what prompted the stop, do you know?
I wasn't leaving the lakefront quick enough, I guess.
Okay. All right, we're going to get a sergeant over there, okay? Once they arrive, do they need to call your cell phone or just someone, a doorman or
a doorman.
Doorman, okay. All right. Watch the sergeant, okay? We're going to get someone over there. All right. Okay, and also what you can also do, because I'm going to send a sergeant over there, you also have the option to report this to IBRA and COBRA as well.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. All right. Take a deep breath, okay? Take a deep breath.
Okay.
So I'm going to send the sergeant over there. I'm also saying that you have the right to report. report this incident to a private investigation organization that specializes in mistreatment by police officers. It's called IPRA or COPA. Okay?
COPA.
COPA, as well as IPRA.
Thank you.
You can do that two ways. You can do that over the phone, or you can do that online.
Okay.
Okay. Watch the sergeant. Thank you.
Thank you.
Den kvällen ska polismannen ha gått upp till Nikita och bett henne lämna området då parken var stängd. Nikita gjorde som hon blev tillsagd och sa till polismannen att hon var på väg därifrån. Polismannen följde då efter henne och Nikita började då spela in incidenten med sin mobiltelefon. Polismannen hoppade då på Nikita och ett långt tumult drog igång. Även om polismannen hotade Nikita med att arrestera henne så hände inget efter tumultet. Nikita sa i en intervju att hon trodde att motivet var rasistiskt och hon är en svart kvinna och polismannen som attackerade henne oprovocerat är en vit äldre man. Efter en internutredning identifierades polismannen som Bruce Diker och det visade sig att han hade 24 anklagelser om tjänstefel mot sig. Idag är han omplacerad och jobbar internt på polisstationen, vilket är fel, menade Nikitas advokat. Såja, det var dagens avsnitt och det var faktiskt lite skönt att göra ett avsnitt som inte slutar tragiskt utan att vi faktiskt kan hylla de som har ringt in för deras modiga insatser. Gillar ni när det är teman på de här 911-avsnitten eller ska jag blanda fritt nästa gång? Har ni förslag så får ni jättegärna mejla mig på crimepodden@gmail.com eller bli medlem på poddens Patreon så kan vi prata mer djupgående där. Tack så mycket för att just du har lyssnat på dagens avsnitt. Allt gott till dig. Detta är Crimepodden och tack för att du har lyssnat på 911-samtal del 4.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.